Our Bible readings are from Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 18, and Psalm 1. Thank you so much, Bill, for leading us in the Word of God.
First reading is Proverbs 3. We're starting at verse 13 to 18. And the heading is, Blessed is the one who finds wisdom. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. So now we go to Psalm 1, and we're reading the whole psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This is the word of the Lord.
Our text verses are from Proverbs 3, verse 18, and also Psalm 1, verse 1 to 4. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. Then also, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that a wind drives away. And the topic of the sermon this evening is the tree of wisdom and life. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, we all need wisdom. Wisdom in our lives. You need wisdom to raise your children. Wisdom to stay alive in your marriage. And for your marriage to stay alive. Wisdom as a pastor. Wisdom as an elder, a deacon. Wisdom, husband, wife, grandparents. And above all, wisdom as a Christian. In a world, as we have heard this morning, is becoming hostile to Christians. So the question this evening is, where do I get this wisdom? Very important, if you look at our Bible reading, you would note that wisdom is addressed with the word she. And that's very important because wisdom and foolishness is portrayed in the books of Proverbs as young women, especially Proverbs 9. The one woman's name is Wisdom. She's a responsible woman of character, while Folly is a prostitute serving stolen food. Wisdom appeals to the heart and folly to the senses and the pleasures of everyday life. Paul says, it's easier to excite the senses, but the pleasures of folly are temporary. Wisdom is eternal. Folly is only a tent. Temporary. If you walk in wisdom and find wisdom, a Bible reading tells us that the profit will be better than silver, better than gold, and that wisdom is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can be compared with her. That long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor, and her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life today to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. So what is wisdom? Wisdom comes from the Lord, and to live in His fear. That's the biblical definition of wisdom. And so wisdom is also a path you walk on. It's the way of pleasantness, a course of peace. And the tree of life to those who lay hold of her. And if you consider these words, path, way, and tree, like we have heard in both our Bible readings, and that wisdom is all these things, you can also ask, how do you walk in wisdom? Imagine that you and a close friend or your loved one takes an afternoon walk down a park. And you talk, you laugh, you listen, you share your hearts. And you see all the other people because we're allowed to do some exercise. But your attention is focused on that person, almost to the exclusion of everyone else. You notice the beauty of the mountains around you, or maybe you do the river walk, but it's only an occasional distraction. In all truth, the only point is to be with your companion, and you share everything about your life. You are in harmony, and you enjoy peaceful companionship. Walking with the Lord is like that. When we enter into a heart relationship with God through faith in His Son, Hebrews 10 verse 22, He becomes our heart's greatest desire. And knowing Him through His Word, hearing His voice, sharing our hearts with Him through prayer, seeking to do His will, Psalm 1, become our focus. And the Lord becomes everything to us. This is how it one day will be fulfilled in the New Jerusalem. But now we know that meeting with Him is not only an activity reserved for Sundays. We live to have fellowship with Him. That is wisdom. Walking with the Lord. Following her way. The way of wisdom and the way of God. In Psalm 1 and also in Proverbs, we can ask what happens when we walk with someone foolish. What happens when we walk with folly or the ways of the world? When the Bible speaks of walking, it often refers to a lifestyle. You can walk with the world, but then it will be fatal, according to Psalm 1. The wicked are like chaff, which the wind blows away. And then the Lord warns us, when you walk with folly, believers should not walk together with unbelievers, but follow the way of wisdom. There's a distinctive path. What happens when you walk in the way of the world? The danger is that, and that's Psalm 1, and it's quite interesting. If you can open your Bibles at Psalm 1 and follow the ways and see the way of folly. The danger is that you can become so accustomed to the wicked in their ways that you will be stuck on their way. And then you are not on the true path, the way of wisdom anymore, but on the way of the wicked. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. And if you start walking with the wicked, the Lord says in Psalm 1, it's only a matter of time before you stand in the way of sinners. Then you're not standing anymore, but you're taking part in their ways. And there's another degree of comparison. Then you start sitting in the seat of the scoffers. Become best mates. And these are the degrees of comparison, or maybe decline, when you walk with folly. Walking, standing, sitting. Walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, and sit in the seat of scoffers. The believer, those who walk in wisdom, is not like that, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That's that intimate relationship with the Lord. Some of us would think, yeah, but I'm strong enough. Besides, we live in a time where everyone has the freedom to do and to say what he or she wants. It's a democracy. We live in a time where we can change anything just through our iPhones. We know everything. And sometimes the foolish say, even the Bible, to now sin and to suit our sin and desires. That's the way of folly, 2 Timothy 4. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. That's the way of folly. And sometimes we'll say, yeah, I'll just walk a little bit with the foolish. I felt more at home among them. I can do everything I want. There are not all kind of issues. And most importantly, they are so accepting. They do not call on my conscience the whole time. The danger, says the Lord, lies ahead. When you stand in the way of the sinners, the interest you're showing, the opening of your mind and your time, you can argue that you are strong enough. You know how far you can go. Many people say that. Levi thinks it's starting to get nasty. But the Lord who made us says, before you know what is happening, you will sit inside the seat of the mockers. Then it will be almost too late. Because the sad experience of so many is to also lie down with the sinners. Especially our young people should take notice. We call it in modern language peer pressure. Have you ever wondered why they call it peer pressure, not teen pressure? They call it peer pressure because our adults struggle with this as well. Every age, regardless where you are, have to deal with learning a skill, so that you can use it for the rest of your life. I've heard it many times, but everyone is doing this. And if you had teens, you would know these words. Everyone is doing this. Why are you so strict, Dad? Mom? Why can it be wrong if everyone is doing this? But if everyone is the criteria, then you are on the wrong path already. Because the Lord's word should guide us. And so the Bible, the ultimate book of wisdom, warns about everyone, the ways of the world, where people suddenly came to a fall. But for many, the decline was more slowly. That's Hebrews 1. It's like a leaf on water. You almost can't see the movement. Slowly, step by step. Maybe it's just your language and how you use your language. Maybe a beer. But we should never set a gateway for more serious things. And the word tells so many times that it happened where Lot decided to live near Sodom. But it was not long before his family and he moved to the evil city. King David, who saw Bathsheba bathing, and he burned with desire. And then he committed adultery, later murder. That's the way of sin. And this is not the way of wisdom, but a way of folly and foolishness. This way will ultimately lead to your destruction. And so the Lord wants to give something better to his children than folly. And he shows them the way through his word and spirit. Wisdom is shown as a tree of life. And Jesus later explained in John 14 that he is the only way and life, the narrow way. The way of Christ is the way of life. Blessed are those who are living according to the word, and they shall be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in its season. Psalm 1, that's wisdom. It's like the tree of life. And to live in Jesus is the ultimate wisdom, the answer to this world. True wisdom can be none other than Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. And because of him you are in Christ, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Colossians 2 verse 2 to 3. Which is in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Christ is God's wisdom. And so Jesus said in John 15 verse 2-4 that he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that they will even be more fruitful. And he told us to remain in him. Remain in wisdom. Remain in the wisdom the Lord provided, our Lord Jesus Christ. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And to remain and to walk in the Lord Jesus is wisdom. He is the answer. And it will lead to eternal life. And to walk with God means to glorify him in every way you can and do. And there will be a cost. Walking with God also means that we can't walk with evil people, wicked people as companions. Psalm 1, that we choose the narrow road over the broad way to destruction. Matthew 7, that we don't live to please our sinful flesh. Romans 13 verse 14, that we seek to eliminate everything that does not enhance our walk with him. Hebrews 12 verse 2. That's walking with wisdom. And if you look around, It's not difficult to identify people who walk with the Lord. They have wisdom. They have peace in their hearts. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4. And their lives are a stark contrast to the world around them. Remember this morning service that they are citizens of the kingdom of God, children of the second Adam. They are even more, they are like stars in a nighttime sky. Philippians 2 verse 15. And they produce the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 22. Rather than the fruit of fleshly desires, the wicked. Galatians 5 verse 19 to 21. Also when Peter and John were arrested in Acts 4 verse 13. They were brought before the authorities. And the members of the council were so amazed because of their wisdom, the boldness. They could see that they were ordinary men who had no special training in the scriptures, but they recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. That's wisdom. Men who walk with Jesus. And when we walk with God every day, we will proclaim the gospel. The world will recognize this. The way you speak to your loved ones. The way you forgive. The way you talk. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom. Blessed is the one who finds Jesus. Blessed is the one who walks in the narrow way, the way of wisdom. And we know our times are complex. We know that we are living in difficult times. But we have received everything still to walk in this narrow way. We have the Word and Spirit as our witnesses. The book of Revelation chapter 11 tells us about the strength of the two witnesses who will determine our history. And the Lord will protect His church against persecution. And the church will grow. We have experienced this already. How the church has grown in dark places. Africa, America, Australia. How the church was established on all continents. So that all people could hear the words of wisdom. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And so the church is still growing. Places like Russia, India, Myanmar. And the church is giving comfort to everyone. And the believers are holding on to the Word of God. And they are renewed in strength through the Spirit. And so do we here in Blacksand receive everything to continue in the way of wisdom. But then you need to listen to the Word of God. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. The rewards for walking in this way is excellent. Not only long life, but eternal life. The tree of life, according to our text verse in Proverbs. And we can eagerly, yet patiently and fruitfully look forward to enjoying this nourishing fruit of the tree of life in the holy city one day. When our Lord Jesus Christ returns, when we will be with the Lord. In Revelation 2 verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. This tree, if you can remember in Genesis, was in Eden. But the Lord commanded Adam and Eve not to eat of this. They ate from the tree of wisdom, but not the tree of life. And so access to the tree had been cut off in Genesis 3 verse 24, when God stationed a mighty angel with a flaming sword to block the way to the tree of life. But the Lord promises through Jesus tree is open again. For all those who have been washed in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we look forward to this. This is our reward, our crown of righteousness in Christ. In the meantime, we need to pray. We need to be obedient to God's word. And pray that God will help us to be life-giving trees as well. That we will grow in wisdom, in knowledge in the word. That we will live righteously. That we will offer hope to those lost. That we will love and using our God-given abilities to all those we meet in sharing the gospel. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. This is to walk with the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you clearly showed us the way, the truth, and the life. And to walk in our Lord Jesus Christ. Never to walk in the way of folly, the way of foolishness. Father, we pray that we can clearly see the path and that our eyes will always be directed on our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfecter of our faith, the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we thank you that we can know what wisdom is. This is to walk with you, to walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk in our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Lead us through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.